goodness of God during this season. You are blessed. If you can sing about the goodness of God in any season, you are blessed. God is good. God is good in any season. At any time, God is still good. And I want to share with you this morning, church, just a powerful testimony of God's goodness. You know, I've been hearing testimonies throughout this season that we've been in, and they've been mighty. But this one is just another testimony of God's goodness, God's power. A week or so ago, a little over a week ago, one of our own was diagnosed with this COVID-19. It's really the mother of one of our board members, Tim Totten, his mother. Faithful attender here, Tim, and his wife, Robin. But Tim's mom was living local in an assisted living facility. Fell ill to the sickness. They took her into the local hospital. And it really, really didn't get her down. God's goodness just continued to show up. You know, the amazing thing is, 5 days later, after being diagnosed with COVID-19, they sent her back to her assisted living facility here in town. And that's not even the biggest testimony. The biggest testimony is Rosemary is 99 years old. She'll turn 100 years old next month. And if that's not God's goodness, I don't know what could be. That is just God's power showing up in the season. The goodness of God. Stay tuned. We'll be showing her picture and things on our Facebook page, which you're watching right now. And this week you'll see Rosemary's picture and the sign that she'll display saying, I'm 99 going on 100. In God's goodness, I beat COVID-19. Church, that testimony is yours today. That is your testimony as well. God's goodness can show up in your life. Just cry upon the name of the Lord. God's goodness is there. Just trust. Rosemary just trusted. And I pray today that that is the cry of your heart, that you trust the living God during this season, before this season, after this season, that you just continue to trust in the goodness of God and you'll be just fine. Father God, we thank you for your goodness today. We thank you, Lord God, that you show up in any season. We thank you, Lord God, that you showed up for Rosemary. We thank you, God, that no matter what the outlook looks like, your goodness permeates the darkness that we see sometimes, and daybreak always shows up. We thank you for that today, Lord God. We ask for your power to resonate in our service today and in every living room and family room and bedroom, wherever somebody is watching us online. I pray, Lord God, your goodness shows up in that room. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hey, welcome with us today. We are so happy you are here. We continue to be online, and I just want to give a quick recognition to one of our own before he leaves our platform. Tim, give us a wave. Tim Longbreak back here, give us a wave. Tim Longbreak on our keyboard will be leaving us this week. Tim's been with us playing for a while. He's going to be with his wife, who is serving our country in the Marines. And he's going to go be with her for the first time in quite some time. And we are rejoicing with Tim. Thank you, Tim Longbreak, for dedicating your life to Calvary Church. We appreciate that. Tim and Michaela, it's just wonderful, wonderful people. And I just want to give another quick recognition to somebody that's been blessing this house during this season. I'll speak to something else here in a minute. But this takes a lot right here to do what we're doing, and we're bringing God's word and worship to you every Sunday morning. But, you know, this wouldn't be happening without the volunteers and the worship team that you see and the many things that are going on behind the scenes, but there is one person I just want to call out today. I'm going to call out a lot of people in the future, but there's one I want to call out today, and that's Bob Jones. Yeah, Bob is Bob owns the Maslin Music Shop outside of Canton, Ohio. I know there are many now watching us that are not local, so I have to start speaking in terms of letting you identify where we're at, Canton, Ohio. I know there's some people from Seattle and from Boston watching us because they've contacted us, so we appreciate that. But Bob Jones at the Maslin Music Shop has continued to work with Calvary Church, and the sound that you are hearing right now is because Bob Jones sits in our sound booth as a dedicated warrior helping this church through this season. And I just want to say a special thank you to Bob Jones of the Maslin Music Shop. Thank you, Bob, very much. He's been a blessing. He's become my friend. I am honored to call him friend, and he continues to help our church. As you know, this past week, just a couple days ago, our governor talked about what the next month looks like here in Ohio. And now we have this stay safe order. So I just want to give Calvary Church people an update as what we will be doing here throughout the month of May. And what we'll do is exactly what you're seeing right now. We're going to continue to have service. We're going to continue online and stream our presentation to you on the Facebook page so you can watch us. We'll be doing that throughout the month of May at least. What June looks like, I don't know yet. We will keep you updated. But I'm going to tell you, you're in for a special treat. Next week is Mother's Day, and I'm going to tell you, the best preacher in Canton, Ohio is going to come on this pulpit here at this church and bring a powerful word to our listeners and watchers online. We also have a podcast that we put out, so that would be an audio. But my wife, Nicole, will be bringing a powerful word. She's already working on it. It's like 10 years in the making. You will be blessed. Just come online next week. She does this once a year. She does this once a year for us, and she will preach the Mother's Day message next week. So stay tuned and come expecting a powerful word, not only for mothers, but all women and all people. We invite you to continue to stay connected with us right where you're at, the Calvary Church Facebook page, where you're watching this morning. You can continue to keep an eye on that Facebook page. We will continue to push out information to you about the events here at Calvary Church. We are having our praise and prayer Wednesday evening online sessions each Wednesday night. That's the next thing upcoming. And then again, Mother's Day next Sunday. Also, we can receive your request to connect with us through a text alert program that we have. All you have to do is text the number to the number 24251. It should be on the bottom of your screen right now. Just text the words Calvary for Canton, the 24251. And if you think about it, do that right now. If you are not connected to Calvary Church, you would like to be, and you want to hear from us when we put out broadcasts of events and whatnot, do that right now. Grab your phone and just text to the number 24251 the words Calvary for Canton. And also, I want to give a special mention to everybody that's associated with Calvary Church that are attenders here, and those that don't even attend our church that have been very faithful in sending in their tithes and offerings and blessing this church with their gifts, their financial gifts. We have been blessed. I want to say thank you for that. We have continued to receive those both by written check. We appreciate that. You can also go online at the Calvary Church website at calvarylife.church. And on the top menu bar, it says online giving. You can click that and learn how you can do online giving, either through text to give or online giving, whatever you'd like. But we want to say thank you for that. Your faithfulness allows us to do what we're doing right here. We thank you. And another word of thank you I just feel I need to mention is, you know, with us not being in the building as we normally are, there's a lot of maintenance and things that still are needed. And you know, our grass still gets mowed and maintenance around the church. The cleaning crews do some things. And I just want to say right now to all of you listening and watching, as your pastor, I want to say thank you. You have been so faithful to this house. And I just so appreciate that. Your faithfulness will lead to God's favor. You know that, and you've experienced that before. And I just want to say thank you so much for that. When the worship team opened this morning, Nicole said that I would be concluding my message series today called The Comeback. We've been going through this series, and it is so fitting during this season that we are in that I would be preaching a message called Comeback. And we will conclude that today as we move into a season of reopening and re-energizing and moving from this quarantine situation forward to come back. We've been talking about that for the last few weeks. If you recall, 3 weeks ago, I started by saying God is fully invested in your redemption. That means saving you. Not only spiritually invested, as we talked about, but he's invested in saving you in every other way, whether it be a financial miracle or a health situation like Rosemary that we just talked about. He just asks us to have this pure, new heart. He asks for a renewed, steadfast spirit, which means being committed and settled and firm. And then we moved into the next week and we talked about God is fully invested in our resurgence. That is an increase, a revival in your personal life, moving forward with power, coming from little activity to some explosion moving forward. It's a reawakening. It's a reawakening in our personal lives. And I'm praying for each and every one of you that you have this reawakening. And that reawakening looks different than it was prior to. That we come out of the situation that we're in different and changed and better than when we went in. We talked about that. This is your comeback opportunity. Your opportunity to change. Your opportunity to be better. We talked about it's just not too late. And you're never too far for a comeback. Today, though, we're going to move into the conclusion of the comeback series and talk about what is the comeback reward? What can I expect in my life as some type of reward? Kind of sounds funny. Should I get a reward to come back? No matter what we think, God has plans. God has rewards for his people. God's goodness is to bless us. So today we talk about, in conclusion, that God is fully invested in your reward. I'm going to take you to Hebrews 11:6 right now. This is a familiar scripture for Calvary Church folks. And it reads like this, Hebrews 11:6. On the bottom of your screen as you're watching, it says, but without faith, it's just impossible to please him. So we believe that you got to believe. Right? You got to have this belief that you can go to the Father in faith. For he who comes to God must believe that he is. That means you've got to go believing that he is God, and he's going to answer. And then he's going to be a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I love this scripture because it's talking about God's going to pour out a blessing, a favor, if you just diligently are seeking. There's all kinds of rewards that show up when you find them and accept Christ as Savior. But, you know, there's going to be a reward for those that are just searching and looking and diligently seeking him. God always gives us a blessing. God always responds. He responds in all seasons, in all situations. Yeah, that's not always the response that I want to hear or I want to see, but it's always the best response for my life. So this reward shows up, this value for some task. So I do something, and I get some type of reward. Well, you know, if you're working, I pray that many, if not all, watching are still working. You have a reward. At the end of the week or 2 weeks or month, they write you a check. Or they deposit a reward in your bank account or whatever. You have a blessing because you were diligent and you were faithful. So there's this value that shows up. There's this something that you get for a task that you completed. And we understand that Jesus is the ultimate reward for all of us. As we diligently seek him and accept him as our personal savior, he is the reward. But what do the other rewards look like? What's the other things that go on that God shows up and blesses us for? And what do we need to do to receive that? As we are coming back from this season, what do we do to receive something new from God? What can I do? Diligently seeking him. What does that all look like? And let's jump to Colossians 3, 23 through 24. The Apostle Paul sends out a letter, and this is what he says. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as you are working for the Lord, not for human masters. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance, a reward from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Jesus Christ that you are serving. See, right away he says there's a thing over here that we serve a human master, but no, over here is God's reward when we serve him. What does that look like? And I want to lead you through a couple points today to really make some things clearer. I want to show you some rewards that show up in God's word to normal everyday people like you and I, and that God just said, here's what they did, and here's my reward that I blessed them with. And this is going to show you something that's going to blow your mind, I think, because it's probably not something that you've seen before. So let's jump in. It goes like this. Rewards come when the most radical thing we do is show up. Yeah, the most radical thing I do is just be there. I'm going to get rewarded for just being there? Yeah, you do. And I'm going to show you how that works. Your faithfulness leads to favor. You being there, showing up, just diligently seeking him and showing up, God rewards that. You know, and I want to take you to a story in God's word about this guy, Matthias, or Matthias, however you want to pronounce it. I've heard it many different ways. But Matthias was this guy in God's word, and there's not tons listed or written about him, but many of you have heard the name. But there's this guy in God's word, Matthias, and, you know, he starts doing what I call hanging around. Jesus comes on the scene, and he's in the Jordan River getting baptized by John the Baptist. And this guy is, you know, hunkered down in the sand locally watching these events. He's there. He's just there. There's nothing really big written about him. He does anything spectacular, but he just was there. The word goes through more, and it talks about, well, he shows up during lunchtime when Jesus didn't have enough food but needed to feed 5,000 people. It's a story in God's word. And, you know, he had a couple fish and about, what, 5 loaves of bread. And he multiplied that, and he fed lunch to 5,000. And kind of off in the distance, blending in with everybody, was Matthias. Hanging out. I kind of wonder what he did. But you know what I know he did? He was still following. He was still diligently seeking. He was still showing up. He was still there. I don't know if he did a whole lot. I don't know. The word doesn't really get into details about him, but he's always hanging around. And then even goes to the cross of Calvary and what we talked about, celebrated weeks ago on Good Friday and Christ's resurrection. And he was there and hanging out again, watching the events of history unfold. And this guy is just there again. He shows up. He's just there. See, he was seeking the Son of the living God and God, and he continued to be there. There's not this big sermon that he preached. He wasn't up on a hillside of 10 or 20,000. He wasn't streaming online all this stuff, and he wasn't, but he was just faithfully there. A lot. In the background, doing what God laid on his heart to do and continue to follow Jesus. And as the story goes, many of you know it, he had grown to love Jesus. He had grown to love God. He knew where this was headed. And as Jesus was betrayed by Judas, one of the disciples, and all those events of history unfolded, and the disciples had to make a decision to replace Judas because he was no longer with them. And I'm going to take you now to Scripture in Acts chapter 1, 24 through 26, because I want you to read it for yourself right on the bottom of your screen there, whether it be a TV screen, some type of device screen. It reads like this. Then they prayed. The disciples prayed. They had to replace Judas, who was no longer with them. And here it goes. Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which one of these two you have chosen. Now, here what happened was they decided and narrowed it down to two men, Matthias and Joseph, also known as Barsabbas. And so they've come together with two guys, and they're speaking it like this. Lord, you know our hearts. We have these. Show us which two of these to choose to take over the apostolic ministry, which Judas left to go where he belongs. Wow, what a powerful word. Guy's no longer with us. He's where he belongs. Do a study on that. Then they casted lots, and the lot fell to Matthias. So he was added to the 11. Wow. They took this guy who was just showing up, being faithful, hanging around, just there all the time, to slide in to the position left by Judas and be one of the known original 12 disciples. That is a story of faithfulness. That is a story of just being there, just showing up. It is a powerful representation of his life and what the end result was. What qualified this guy to assume the position of disciple? What'd he do? What'd he do? He's just there. He just showed up. All the time, all the time, and all the time. But we move to Galatians 5, 22 through 23, and I want to show you his life, which I believe resonated in Matthias' life. It goes like this. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. He had to be full of love. He had to be full of joy. He had to be full of peace. He had to be full of patience. He had to be full of kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. Oh, he had to be faithful to show up and just be there. He had to be gentle. He had to have a tremendous amount of self-control, because nowhere in the Bible does he scream out, it's got to be me preaching today. It's got to be me leading worship. It's got to be me in front of everybody. I've got to be seen. No, he didn't do that. He just was there. Against such things, there is no law. We call that the fruit of the Spirit. Paul writing to the church about that, and he says, this is what we got to have. The Greek talks about the fruit being a byproduct of a living thing. If you're alive, this is what you should be putting out. Thaddeus had to do that. He's had to be putting out because he was doing nothing else. He was doing nothing but just being there. Now, that's a lot. God gave this man a lofty position, a reward for just being there. I'm praying that that is speaking to you today, especially during this time when all we can do is almost just be there and show up for whatever we got to do. Because we're not going on these big vacations. We're not allowed to do a lot of things, but we're allowed to do some things, and that's be there. Well, we're not allowed to go anywhere, right? No, we can be there. We're there for our families. We're there for our employers. We're there for whomever calls upon a need. We should just be there, right? Here's a thought for you. The greatest things you will ever experience will show up because you have placed yourself in the position of just being there. Now, I don't mean to continue to brag on somebody, but I just got to because this is just resonates with your pastor and, you know, our Tim Longbreak on our keyboard. And, Tim, I don't mean to call you out, but, you know, today's your last day, so I guess I can. He's leaving town just to be with his wife. No big plans. In fact, he may only be with her for a couple hours. But he's just going to be there. He's just going to show up by her side in support of her being in the Marines, as I mentioned. She's almost completed boot camp. Her husband's going to come and just show up. God honors that. I want to brag on somebody else because it's very important to me that someone that just shows up and is just there, and that's my wife. Our worship leader, my wife Nicole, who will preach next week, and you'll find out she's a whole lot better preacher. I can't sing, and I'm an average preacher. She can sing, and she can preach. You don't want to miss it. But she shows up every day for us, and she's just there. And she does whatever she has to do behind the scenes. If necessary, in front, that's fine, but it's not her nature. It's not her who she is. She's not an out front type person. Even though she leads our worship team, it's not in her nature at all, if you know her. But for the family at home, our family and our extended family and throughout our children, only one of them is still at home studying. She's just there all the time. I could not ask for a more perfect person to just be there, especially during this season when things get stressful. She shows up every day, and she's there. You know, let me talk to you a little bit about other people that were just showing up and being there, and look what happened to their lives. Let's move to 1 Samuel 16:7, and it goes like this. But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him because of that." The Lord doesn't look at those things like other people do. People look at this outward appearance, but I, the Lord thy God, looks at the heart. Samuel's going to select a king for Israel, and he shows up at this house, and he's looking around and following God and looking at all these men. And the run of the litter shows up. David. That's what the story is about. I could just see it, right? David, the shepherd boy. We use David here a lot. It's a great representation of what we're talking about today and other things. It's just powerful. He just showed up every day, goes out to the field, attends to the herd, shepherding these sheep, and he's just there doing what he's been asked to do. I'm sure he would have been rather out playing his, you know, video games or whatever they do today, or riding his bike or what have you as a young boy. But now he showed up. He's just there. And the flock was always tended to and taken care of because this young boy shows up. David wasn't looking for anything big. David wasn't looking for some kingdom. He just showed up every day, tended to his flock, and then did it the next day. Day after day, day after day. Exactly what a lot of you are doing today. Showing up and being there. But because of that faithfulness, God gave him a reward. What is that reward? If you know the story, the reward is he did many mighty things. He stumbled. We know he had some issues. But he ended up being the king of Israel and defeating Goliath prior to. And all these things in his life became this lofty position. And today, in this day, I'm here on a pulpit preaching about him just being there and the reward that God gave him for just showing up. Faithfulness. His faithfulness. There's another guy in the Bible I just want to talk about real quick, and you know this story probably as well. And you know the story of Moses, and here's this guy. He didn't want anything. I mean, he kind of ran from things, and God would call him finally and say, listen, I got some plans for you. I can't do that. And he ended up leading millions out of captivity in Egypt, and he just showed up. But he didn't have the abilities, and he speaks in the word, I don't have the ability. I don't have it. But here's what I'll do, God. I'll be obedient, and I'll just show up, and I'll be there. And you do the rest. I can't do it. But if he wouldn't have made this decision to show up, he wouldn't have led millions out of captivity in Egypt, God's people. And you know the story. And Moses goes in and does something big. He shows up, and God rewards him in a powerful way. But he showed up first before the reward. David showed up first before the reward. Thias showed up first before the reward. Some of us never get to the reward in our comeback because we don't show up. And I'm challenging you today to just show up. Continue to do what God's laid on your heart to do and show up and be there, and God will take care of the rest. Here's a thought for you. It says when we genuinely love Jesus and show up, God opens up doors that no man can close or shut. See, God just comes in and just does what God wants to do. But we have to show up. Then the reward comes. Here's another point with you for you. It goes, rewards come when your focus is on the caller rather than the position. See, a lot of us today, we seek positions instead of the caller that calls us to a position. We seek the position first. David didn't do that. Moses certainly wasn't doing that. Matthias certainly didn't do that, but they all showed up. And they were there when God decided to offer them a unique position. They were ready. As God looked into the crowd looking for somebody to take over or do something big and mighty and give this abundant of reward to and give them this lofty position, he finds the people that are just showing up day in and day out. And then he says, that's my lady or that's my guy. It's a prerequisite before for us to show up. The people in this church that come on this day to give us worship show up. The people running our sound, as I mentioned, Bob Jones and others in our booth up there, Alyssa, my daughter, and Lisa Evans, and others that just show up. But, you know, they're not showing up for a reward. They're showing up to be faithful first and obedient, then God says, I recognize. That's exactly how he did it with Moses. I recognize that obedience, because he left town and he ended up going back. Faithfulness. See, these rewards come when you are focusing on the caller, the Lord Jesus Christ, and not the position. See, when we start looking at the position, we're asking for the reward. When you're looking at the caller, the Lord God, you're not looking at this position, you're looking at God. And God honors our obedient heart. See, the position will always find you if you're obedient. The position will always find you. You don't have to look for the position today, folks. The position will find you if you just show up and you're just there. Day in and day out, the reward shows up. You know, the key to finding satisfaction in your life is in his presence, not in the position that he wants to reward you with or the situation that he wants to bless you with. That's the life come back. That's the life come back in your life. That's what happens when God decides you're ready for the reward. I'm going to ask our music team to start making their way back here, because I have several things I want to wrap up with today on my series on comeback. You know, I want you to have this reward. I want God to find you faithful. I'm just thrilled that you're watching online right now. On Sunday morning, you could be doing other things, and I just thank you for being here. Just showing up. And as we talk amongst pastors of the situation that we're going through right now, some of us have talked about how our people aren't necessarily showing up on a Sunday morning like they used to, but we're blessed because they watch. They watch a recording of the service maybe or what have you. They continue to show up. That is a testimony to your life. And if you're not doing that, I challenge you to do that, and we'll talk about that in a minute. See, your current situation is not the final say in your life. The chapter at the conclusion hasn't been written yet. The final chapter in your life doesn't show up until the Lord God says it's time. But during the chapters before the final chapter, you need to continue to show up. You need to continue to be there to reach the reward. The Bible says you got to finish the race. You could run a marathon for 26 miles and never finish the race, because I believe the marathon is just a little bit more than 26 miles. But you got to finish all the way. Your current situation is not the final chapter. God is just fully invested in saving you, giving you this pure heart, a renewed spirit, changing you. God's fully invested in your resurgence, coming out of the situation with new vigor, new vitality, new life, because he's not done with you yet. He has more for you to do. He has a bigger reward for you as you continue to show up. You know, these rewards I talked about today, they come when the most radical thing we do is just be there. It's the first thing we got to do. We just got to be there. Nothing happens unless we're there and we show up, whatever that is, right? Rewards come when we focus on the caller, not the position. Rewards come to those who diligently seek him, the Father. Your comeback is a reward in and of itself. The mere fact that you could come out of the situation like we talked Rosemary is at 99 years old, that comeback is a reward. Just be there, church. Whatever you have to do, wherever you have to go, whatever the calling is, whatever the task is, just diligently fulfill it and be there. God will bless you with your reward. God is fully invested in your comeback. God is fully invested in your life. Your return to success, better than it was before, God is invested in. Continue to be there, and God will reward you for that. I say, let's be better people coming out than we were going in. Let's do it different. Let people see that during the toughest times, they saw the church was just there, showing up every day, doing exactly what God's told you and I to do. And I'm going to ask you, as I conclude my comeback series, I'm going to ask for a commitment. Right where you're at, right in your living room, wherever you may be right now, watching, online, I'm going to ask for a commitment. This is the opportunity for you to change. This is the opportunity for you to show up and get a new beginning. This is the opportunity for you for a better you, better than we've ever been. Because it's just not too late, and you're never too far to come back. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes where you're at right now, and let's pray that we continue to be there and just show up so God can use us right where we're at. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray, Lord God, for each and every one of those fine people watching us online this Sunday morning or any time they watch. Father, I pray right now that they continue to do exactly what they need to do for their reward and their comeback. Lord, let them just be there and show up. Do the things that you've laid on their heart to do in a season, and as they come back, their rewards from heaven. Show up, Lord. I pray, Lord God, for each and every one of them, that you will pour out your reward, your blessing, your comeback in their life. Let them realize, God, that the very reward is the comeback out of the situation, better than they were. And Lord God, I pray that each and every one of them is making a commitment to come back better than they were ever. New beginnings, new opportunities, looking at opportunities differently than they did before. Let them see themselves differently than they were before. Lord, give them a renewed, steadfast spirit as they diligently seek you. I ask, Lord God, for that blessing upon their life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. We love you. We hope to see you again real soon. We pray that you prayed that prayer of commitment as we all come back better than we ever were before. God bless you. Have a great week.